I love this story. Childish restaurant boss farted and wafted a disgusting smell towards furious waiter. Waiter Edgar Simplicio is entitled to compensation from his employer at Italian La Antipasto in London after he was forced to quit due to the owner's childish humor about his flatulence. Wee. Oh
my God.
You can't make this shit up.
Jesus Christ. This is like the oldest trick in the book.
I mean, they've been doing
this for thousands
of
years.
This has got to be like the smallest Italian restaurant on record. It looks like, I mean, homeless people have lived in refrigerator boxes bigger than this.
No, I had a company commander who used to think it was funny to walk into a room full of soldiers, deposit an air biscuit, you know, walk around just for a few minutes to make sure it was totally saturated.
Nice
and
crop dust.
And then walk out.
Yeah.
And let me tell you. I watched one time, there's a whole bay of guys sleeping. There's a fan. It's blowing down the hallway like to keep the air moving because it's pretty hot in there. He walks in, stands in front of the fan.
Oh, when it's hot, it just bakes
fucking
it in.
Just rips this huge one. And it was so atrocious. People were waking up gagging. Oh my God, it was hilarious.
Yeah. Woo. Oh man. And apparently this had to do with a claim of unfair dismissal. So he won the claim after his childish boss farted and grinned while wafting the smell toward him in front of customers. That's a whole other level of dick move right there.
Yeah.
Alessandro Cretella, owner of the popular restaurant, also repeatedly burped in Edgar's face and asked him whether he would like to see a picture of his poo. Not like you ever did that with your kids or anything.
I used to take a snapshot of my shit and send it to my daughters back in the day. Then they got really pissed, so I stopped.
So that's why I continually mess with you, because as you were successfully able to teach your daughters, revulsion builds character. So suck it up and kiss my ass.
Revulsion builds character.
And that needs to go on a bumper sticker.
I guess.
Starburst.
So how much did the guy win?
Let's see here. The owner claimed that it was just his childish sense of humor, but following a massive row overheard by customers, Simplicio resigned after working in the role since September 2007. An employment tribunal has now ruled that the waiter was unfairly dismissed due to the unreasonable conduct of his boss, leaving him no option but to quit. So I don't know how it can be an unfair dismissal.
When
you quit on your own, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think he has grounds to appeal on that.
He might, because it says right here, reports say Cretella suffered from osteophagitis, which causes him to have excessive gas, and he explained this condition means he cannot control when he burps or breaks wind.
Okay.
There could be a medical reason behind it, but either way, I mean, obviously he was weaponizing it and having a little fun with it.
Yeah.
It's fine by me.
I did get sent to the principal's office for letting a really good fart out in math class.
All right. That's good. I myself have never been sent to the principal's office for that.
Yeah, the principal didn't know what to say to me. He's like, I've got all kinds of speeches for students doing things bad, but I really don't have one for farting in class.
Now look, when you got to go, you got
to
go.
That's funny. To answer your earlier question, Pop, compensation will be decided at a later hearing. So they haven't decided on any sort of monetary thing yet.
Okay.
It is what it is.
So dumb.
It is dumb, but it's funny.
I mean, this is what happens. You get a bunch of crybabies fucking.
Oh, no crybabies in London? No, there's no crybabies in London.
Yeah, whatever.
Can't even put fit women on the frickin' billboards on the L train in London anymore because it's offensive to big fat fatty land whales.
You know what would be hilarious?
What?
if you can get into the subway in London, right?
Yeah.
And go down the tube a little bit and put up your own posters.
I'm glad that you added on to the rest of that sentence. And just go under the subway in London and go down. Long pause for a little bit.
And then put in your own posters. Because that would be hilarious, because I could put up some doozies.
Oh, just put up pictures of you at don'tmarryher.com. There you go.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Watch Grunt Speak Live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we'll do the same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world. Nah.